Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'd like to begin by sharing, I would imagine, a very familiar passage of Scripture found in the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And we frequently hear these verses quoted around Christmas time because of the content. Let me read verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Of course, this is talking about Jesus. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, hallelujah, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Praise God. Zeal, burning desire of the Lord will perform or do this very thing. Beloved, Jesus desires to live his life fully in you. And the Holy Spirit, which was given to the church on the day of Pentecost, he's teaching you and I how to avail ourselves of the riches of that abundant life that Jesus purchased for us on Calvary's cross. And so, as we honor God by allowing the government or rule of our lives to rest upon the shoulders of our Redeemer, Christ Jesus, you and I will have opened to us such great vistas of assurance and faith that we will never fear, and we will never allow the enemy to lie to us. He can't do anything else but lie, beloved, for we then begin to understand that we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to Him who purchased us, redeemed us, and who has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. You know, sometimes we hear these words over and over again. How many sermons and messages have we heard? And yet, beloved, it takes time and it takes a process where we would really lay hold. Look at some wonderful saint of God up in their 90s, and they've loved the Lord their whole life, but as they read the Word of God, which they've read for decades, perhaps the very pages have gotten worn and thin and tattered, yet they will find new nuggets of truth, new treasures. Open up thy law so that I might behold wondrous things out of thy Word. Beloved, we're never going to have it all. Revelation is a continuing, ongoing thing. And as we begin to understand, we've heard it preached for decades, but beloved, I know in my own life, I mean, I heard it decades ago, but it's the dawning, the grasping, laying hold, the awareness of the height, the depth, the breadth of the love of God, beloved, it passes all understanding. God requires us to give ourselves entirely to Him. And beloved, that's why a lot of Christians are not happy. They're full of tension. They feel drained of their spiritual strength and stamina because they've not fully given themselves to the Lord. And that's something we have to really consider, each of us in our own walk. We say we have, but have we really? Do we allow Him to have the final say, the overruling guard and direction over everything we do, every direction, every decision we make? And if we would be entirely His, if we would know the reality of His will operating in our lives, we must surrender all of ourselves to Him. God does not make us follow Him, but He does say, If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And beloved, I declare to you that that is a process where his word can so deeply take root in our hearts, in our consciousness, in our spirits, that we begin to think like the Lord. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And beloved, as we move closer to the Master, to the Lord Jesus Christ, we see a divine law in operation with which we are privileged to cooperate in. And as we move closer to him, we are understanding what makes the will of the Lord operate in our lives. Many have looked on the will of God as something so overwhelming or so overpowering or so beyond their reach that they could never attain the reality of it in their lives. But God doesn't want to do that. He wants to make his will known, not only his general will as expressed in his word, but also his very personal and specific will in each of our lives. Sometimes people think it's, you know, dependent on what they do, or that it's dependent on geographical location, or if their circumstances were different. But the will of the Lord is the life of God lived out in our human lives. It's really just that simple. God loves us. He has known us before the foundation of the earth. And if we will do that, where the world sees Christ in us, human, yes, but we are redeemed. Once we were lost, but now we are found. Once blind, but now we see. Oh, the love of God is an irresistible force that will make a way for us when it looks like there simply is no way. The price paid at Calvary has paid that debt, that price for us in our spirit, our soul, and body. And as we choose between our will and the will of God, we will learn that love has provided the way, not of commands and demands for those who are willing to follow on to know the Lord, but an ever deepening response, a love response to the irresistible drawing of God's love that penetrates the very depths of our being and moves us closer and closer to God. Beloved, God is after your heart. He wants our mind to be transformed, but it's really our heart. It's our very being. It's who we are that he is zealous for and he's jealous of, and he wants you to be totally his. Hallelujah. Not my own, but his. Again, I'm thinking of those old choruses we used to sing back in the 70s. That's what God wants. And God's power in this hour, beloved, is moving to break down the tension, the barriers, the walls of opposition, which we have experienced, which many of you have confronted, and is bringing us into a revelation of what it really means to be an heir of God. We need to stop and think about who we are in Christ and what we can be through Jesus. We need to think with the mind of Christ. We need to plan our lives with Christ as our head, making the decisions. Beloved, we can't keep the church alive with programs and gimmicks and things that appeal to the world, hoping that if we can get them in the church, well, then maybe they might get saved. We can't compromise on the gospel. Multitudes are reaping the ineffectiveness of that shallowness. We're running out of programs and gimmicks. The lure of the entertainment format is really no longer appealing, especially the younger generation. They want reality. Everyone wants reality. No amount of program engineering will provide the life that we need, nor can it bring about God's power in our lives. Many times, God says, just trust me. Just serve me in faith. What does the Bible say about men of faith, such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The word says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance, and went out not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he sojourned. That's Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses 8 and 9. The Israelites were under the leadership of Moses and Aaron, and they weren't certain where they were going when they left Egypt. But as they traveled on, the Lord went before them to show them the way. God will reveal His will to those who are willing to abandon themselves in trust to the Lord. Beloved, you and I can be occupied with survival or occupied with growth. And when we are willing to surrender, when we're willing just to say, Lord, I am as clay in the potter's hand. I want you to mold me and make me after your will. When we're willing to be led of the Spirit, when we yield ourselves to Him who's calling you and I to greater victories, greater knowledge, we will experience the power of God in our lives as never before. It will be like the bursting forth of the rays of the sun as it first rises in the east and breaks over the hills. Have you ever seen a glorious, beautiful sunrise? Beloved, in the Spirit, I feel that was what God is going to do in your life. The sunlight, the sunshine of His presence is going to shine upon you, and those dark, heavy, oppressive clouds are going to go in the name of Jesus, and you're going to walk in a surrender and in a yieldedness to Him, saying, Lord, not my way, but your will, your way be done. Beloved, receive it right now. He's doing that work as you yield yourself to Him, as you're listening to my voice right now. He's honoring your step of faith. He's honoring your yieldedness. And you will know as you go on from this point that you have surrendered to Him. You, Lord, we're just willing to make you Lord of our lives. And we rest on that. We honor you and acknowledge you as Lord. And we ask, Lord, that as Lord and as King, you have the right to direct everything about our lives. We honor you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you today, and as I seek the Lord, we'll see what God has for us on our next broadcast. But if you have prayer needs, and if you just need the support of someone who has a listening and compassionate and sensitive ear, I invite you to note down the contact information. One of the joys of my life, I love to be able to minister through the correspondence ministry. I love answering me. I love hearing the testimonies. I love to be able to pray. I invite you to write. Until next time, this is Sister Glasse. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.